our neighborhood, they're used to, they know who we are, and it's just that we don't get a double look anymore.
You're allowed to have whatever kind of team you follow. If you're staying in the front of the bar and you want to watch the games, that's well, you know, fine. But once you're in the back of the bar, it's Chiefs only. There's no deviating from it.
There's some guys who were Eagle fans. They came back here, and like I said, they never left. The next week, they had Chiefs stuff on, and that was it. And that's been, and they've been following us some 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. It went on like that, but that's, you know, a few guys are definitely converted.
Whether you're a new convert or a longtime patron of the bar, if you walk into Big Charlie's, you'll be walking into what seems like a regular bar. Until you notice that there's more than meets the eye.
I actually been told that it's like the Twilight Zone. Going in the bar, going in the back. People forget their problems. They forget work. They forget, you know, any money problems they might have. For 3 hours, we watch the games and we just, you know, it's just different. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Marinovich has time, throws a pass. It's intercepted by Cherry, angling to the sideline, 35-30. He's sacked by Derek Thomas.
Play fake by Montana, wants to throw wide open. Joe Valerio has a touchdown.
Throwing on a seam pattern, he's got Dante Hall, 35-30.
Hand off Holmes, left guard,
big hole. He dives,
and is picked off the near sideline.
Flings a pass, it's intercepted on the left flat by Barry. Down goes Rogers. Holly, his third sack in the game. Side Charles off tackle, he's at the 20. He's at the 30. They're not going to catch him. It's going to be touchdown, Kansas City.
You get invited to the back room. Like, you don't just go into the back room. You're invited.
You better make sure you're a Chief fan to get back here. There's a time where a Raiders guy went back there and tried to watch the game. We were playing the Raiders real nicely. He was told, yo, buddy, you got to get up to the front. And that was it. He didn't argue, and that was that. That was it. He seen the looks. Everybody turned around, knew he was a Raiders fan, and he was like, he looked like he knew he was in the wrong place.
If we think you're a nice enough individual, we'll take you in the back and show you what the back's like and then blow your mind a little bit.
They stop in once. They come in the back. If they come in the back, they don't leave. That's the bottom line. They don't leave.
My favorite part of the back room would have to be, naturally, game day, right at kickoff. The energy that's in there is unreal. It was a little tradition. When I became a Chiefs fan, they call it the last guy in. And the last guy, I'll explain that, is they're all sitting there now. They're already fired up pretty good for the game. So when you walk in, you get killed. You get wrecked. You get picked on. And I got picked on for quite a long time, but I'm not that guy no more because we got some new people. And I'm the first ones. Matter of fact, I invited a friend of mine to try to get him to be a Chiefs fan, and that's one of the main reasons. Took the heat off of me a little bit.
The patrons of Big Charlie's feel that this is a home away from home. Kansas City Chiefs fans feel the same about Arrowhead. It's only fitting that Big Charlie's has been christened its own nickname.
Arrowhead East fits perfect for what we are.
Somebody actually gave us that name. Somebody came in about 20 years ago. It was actually a guy that we really met that night. And he called us Arrowhead East. He used the phrase, and after that, it just went from there. People made T-shirts with Arrowhead East on it, and that's how that came.
I see people every day, and they'll ask me about, you know, oh, you're a Chiefs fan. Hey, yeah, you know them guys at Big Charlie's? I say, yeah, that's me. I mean, I am Big Charlie's. I'm with them guys. You know, you're talking to one of them.